This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Later on, big breaking news that the local media has not covered at all. President Donald J. Trump has said that Joe Biden's presidential pardons, the crazy presidential pardons that he made that were, nobody understood what they were all about because they were ahead of before any charges being filed against these people. In any event, Donald Trump is saying that they are null and void because Joe Biden first was not even there at the White House when they were signed, and they were signed with an auto pen. He made a big announcement. We've got the audio. I've got the official statement. And so local media does not have the story. It's absolutely amazing to me, but I've got it, and I'll be sharing that with you. But first, two great guests here in studio. Well, I think they're great guests. Of course, we haven't really done the interview yet, so God only knows what we're going to end up with here. From the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Brooke Anderson, the Director of Marketing, and Ross Salvatore, the Business Development Coordinator. How you doing? How are you two doing?
Amazing. Happy to be here.
Great. Brooke, thank you. And Ross?
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Super. Al, you can also see this interview, see this show on our Facebook live stream. Just go to Dimitri Vassilaris, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Vassilaris sounds a lot like Asilaris, except you had a V at the beginning of that. So hold on a second. I already got some problems here. Just bear with me here. Well, whatever. All right, fine. So, in any event, thank you so much for joining us. So, the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, you're here today because there's some big deal event that you've got coming up. Is that right?
Absolutely, always.
Okay. All right. So, what's happening now?
So, Wednesday's event, you want to talk about our network cafe?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have a network cafe on Wednesday. So, that is 8 a.m., correct?
Yes.
Yep. So, 8 a.m., that's at NB Cafe. That's, so, essentially, what you're doing is, if you're interested in coming networking with the community, you just come down free of cost, and then you just can give your pitch, talk to people in the community, come network with us, and then from there, we can try to plug in and see if even you want to join the chamber, stuff like that. But just in general, just to come and network and just kind of chat with the community.
Okay, now the NB Cafe is certainly one of my favorites, even though they don't advertise. You got to talk with Rudy about this and also with Chris. That's at the corner of Main and 10th Street, right? Right at the corner there?
Yes.
All right, good. And it's huge. It's a huge, I mean, they got lots and lots of room there. Really
it
do.
It is. Beautiful yeah. facility. And the cool thing about our network cafe, that's one of kind of the more casual events where anybody can come. We encourage anyone that has a business or works for a business and wants to come talk about it, meet other people. This is the perfect way to get your name out there. We just love to facilitate events that allow you to get involved because we are a closely knit community in Wheeling. So we're always recommending people that we know and we've talked to.
So anybody can come in off the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Even homeless people can keep the homeless out because I don't think that's a good idea. I really don't. Is there any cost for this?
No.
They're a little nervous as soon as I mention the homeless people here, so that's okay. No charge for this at all?
No. It's sponsored by WesBanco.
Ah.
Yes.
One of my favorite banks, by the way. One of my favorite banks.
Yes. They are
I think they're
great
advertisers.
Community
that's why
partners.
I think they're one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, so it's sponsored by WesBanco, so that there is not a cost for anybody. Because I know sometimes that's a deterrent. Someone's business doesn't want to pay, so we love having the Network Cafe as an opportunity to come in and share what you do.
All right, and you got to pay for your own coffee, though, and pastries, right?
No.
What?
WesBanco is sponsoring.
Get out!
Yeah.
Well, I may have to show up now for this thing. When is this again?
Exactly. It's Wednesday, March 19th.
Yes.
This Wednesday, 8 to 10 a.m.
Oh, I'm on the air here.
Oh my goodness. We'll
until
save you a pastry.
Nine, no, that's okay. Maybe some coffee. Maybe okay. Maybe some coffee. So do these things actually work? Ross, let me ask you. You're business development coordinator with the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Do they actually make a difference? Do people actually say, oh yeah, I got a lot of business out of this and a lot of contacts that led to a lot of business?
Yeah, I've heard some success stories, and I'll speak, you know, I think a lot of the chambers in this area have a good relationship with each other. Mm-hmm. So with Wendy, she'll come to our events, like with
Wendy Anderson, Wendy's with St. Clairsville area, yep. Chamber of Commerce, lovely, wonderful. Hey, audience, do you like Wendy? She's Wendy's a big
great.
Fan.
She's great. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll go to each other's events, right? Mm-hmm. So I've gone to some of her Network Cafe events because this is a chamber-wide thing. This is not an original idea that we created. Mm-hmm. So I've been up there. And I've chatted with some great people. We've gotten some members from it. We've, you know, plugged people in that way. I've had some good contacts. So just from my experience using it, like I've seen a benefit, as well as some other people I know. There's some others that I'm thinking of that, you know, have had success where they've gotten clients from.
Like who?
You know, Eric Kersey.
No.
Eric Kersey. So he does like website design and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. he's found success doing stuff like that as well.
Website design here in Wheeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Any good?
Oh yeah, he's great.
Really? Does he do this full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
He full-time has his Eric Kersey Media. It used to be Strong Minded mm-hmm. Business, but yeah, he rebranded under okay. Eric Kersey.
Can you send me his contact information? That would be great. Mm-hmm. Have you had any ugly incidences at any of these chamber functions? Because if you had, it'll make for a much better interview.
We're just so good. I'm so sorry.
Dang.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Dang.
The worst thing that ever happened was like me forgetting the registration sheet
and
having to do it on my phone. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So what else is, first off, give me some sense of how big the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce is. We have the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce. Full disclosure, I'm a member in each one. Love all the people in St. Clairsville. Wendy and Lisa, love all the people in the Wheeling Chamber, Kurt Zendi and Brooke and Ross, of course. And so give me a sense of how big this is, how many members, how many businesses, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I can answer that one. So ours is about 665 last time I checked. So it's getting up there. I don't know exactly how
665 big. Members or businesses or
businesses.
Okay, yep. That's great. Good.
Yep, so we're chugging along. I think last year, I want to say we were in the low 600s. So we've come a long way.
That's great. Well, as business development coordinator, you damn well better have come a long way.
Yeah,
else,
right.
Or you're out of a job, my friend, let me tell you. A little nervous laughter now with both of them. What are some of the biggest success stories for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce? What are the big things that you have done that you've really hit home runs?
So as a community-based organization, everything we do is for others, in my opinion. We're not mm-hmm. doing it for us. We're doing it to bring business to the community, to support the local businesses. And so the biggest success story, in my opinion, is how much we are growing. Because as our social media presence grows by leaps and bounds, as our website directory searches skyrocket, as our membership grows and we have more people to connect others with, that is only benefiting the businesses that are part of us. So the better we do, the more we can help others. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like some of the biggest success we have is people, even on our board, they used to say...
Who's on your board? Who are some of the big shots on the board?
So Rod names? Haley is the chairman.
Rod Haley!
Yes, who's with that? Ogilby. He
oh, okay.
is with Ogilby.
I have no idea what these people are.
Yeah, Ogilby and Wheeling Park Commission. Mm-hmm. And then Susie Nelson with the Community Foundation for mm-hmm. the Ohio Valley. And then we have Tanner Russell. He's our treasurer. And lots of people. We have Jeff Knight with the health plan. We have a big board. It's about 30 people.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Jeez, any broadcasters?
I don't think so.
Well, right there, I'm seeing a problem. And by the way, I'm right here.
I know.
I'm right here.
Brenda
I'm sure everybody
was on it for a while.
Okay.
But right. as she retired.
Nice
yeah.
lady. Very nice lady.
Yeah.
Very, very nice lady. No
yes.
question about it. All right. Well, I'm still available. You know how to reach me.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine me on the board? Can you imagine the havoc and all that chaos that I would create simply by being there? Oh, my God. Yeah, you probably don't want me now that I think about it. What are the big events that you have coming up?
Absolutely. So we have a huge home garden and life expo up at the Highland Sports Complex. That's a 3-day event. So that is Friday, April 11th to Sunday, April 13th. And all the times for that can be found on our website. That is a big one. It always has been. So a bunch of businesses that have anything to do with home improvement or gardening or just life in general. So like the health plan sets up tables. They go up to the Highlands, set up a table with a bunch of resources, and they're just there all weekend to talk to the community.
How many people are going to be there? How many businesses are going to be there? This is a pretty big deal, much bigger than it was down at the West Banco Arena.
So
down there, it wasn't very good.
Right. Probably about 75 tables, I'm assuming, if not more, on the home, life, and garden side. But it's cool because there's also a craft show at the same time. So there is so much to do and so much to see.
And free parking up there at the Highlands. All right. And it's a beautiful facility. It really is.
It is.
You know, they play sports there. I mean, they play indoor, like, football or something, right? Okay. Yeah, very, very impressive. Any other big events, annual dinners, anything like that?
Yes. So first off, I'll talk about our third annual Athena Leadership Award luncheon.
Yes.
What is that? Athena is an international award, and it's given to a woman in each community that is just going above and beyond in their leadership skills, workforce development. What is it?
Does she have to be Greek?
No, actually, that's not a requirement.
Dang.
So nominations are open for that right now, actually. So if you know an outstanding woman in the Ohio Valley,
Can I nominate you?
Yeah, you can nominate anybody.
Wow, geez.
So yeah, nomination forms are at our website, wheelingchamber.com. But we will go through those. Those nominations close April 10th because the luncheon for it is May 15th. And that's a big one. So... And then our annual dinner is our lunch with leaders. So it's actually a lunch. And we're bringing in the president of Marshall University, Brad Smith. And that one is Thursday, June 12th.
Okay, that's great. And leaders like throughout the region?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen my invitation yet. I'll check the mail this afternoon because maybe you've sent it and just, you know the mail. You know the post office.
Yeah.
These days. Yes. So I don't know what I don't know. So what else should I have asked you? I mean, this is a great opportunity to talk about the board, but the area, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. And you haven't badmouthed Kurt Zende yet, which is actually very good.
That's for the first commercial.
Okay, during the first commercial break. All right, we'll get to the good stuff then. But is there anything else I should have asked you regarding the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce?
I'd say a big thing for me is so many people, I saw it on Facebook last night, they think our events are for members only or business owners.
Right.
That is not true whatsoever. We are open to having anyone at our events. There usually is a member versus non-member price because members pay their annual dues.
But not for this one at the NB Cafe.
Right, not for that one.
And it's a beautiful cafe. It really is a great facility. It's huge, too.
We want our events to benefit as many people as possible. There's usually a leadership development aspect or a community involvement aspect, and everyone is welcome. So
you had one recently right across the street at the Bridge Tavern, right?
Yes.
How did that worked out pretty well, I hear.
Yeah, it was sold out.
That's fantastic. That is great. Well, we have a take a short break, and then we'll wrap this up. If you can think of anything else and tell people how to get in touch and how to become members and all of that. Two great people here from the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. We got Brooke Anderson, the director of Martin. Did you just hit her? Elbow her? Did you just elbow her?
I mean, she's talking smack.
I didn't.
He gave her an elbow. Brooke Anderson, director of marketing. I'm sorry. When the host is talking, we try to have the guest not talk.
Yes,
that's
kind
of how it works in radio. I got a headache already. And Ross Salvatore, business development coordinator, the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. More with them in just a bit.